HomeWorks Premium Thrift is a shopping experience unlike any other. Browse our 12,000 square foot store for gently used selection of clothing, shoes, books, kitchenware, home decor, furniture, appliances, and more. We offer free pickup of large loads and large items such as furniture and appliances. We are located in Douglasville on Route 422, and we are open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 6, Saturday, 9:30 to 4:30, and closed on Sunday. Visit us at homeworkspremiumthrift.org. Like us on Facebook. We hope you'll stop in and check us out. You'll be glad you did. We help you help others.
Your furry family members matter, too.
Hi, we're Gordon and Sue Kriebel, owners of Perk Valley Pet Eatery, a family-owned business located on Main Street in the Trap Shopping Center. It's a family experience at Perk Valley Pet Eatery, one you won't get at chain and grocery stores. You'll find a distinct difference at Perk Valley Pet Eatery, a difference in quality and in our natural approach to your pet's care. You may not be aware of better options for your pets. So come in and discuss your pet's nutritional needs and health. Our knowledgeable hands-on staff will be happy to help you learn what's best. We've been your leaders in pioneering pet nutrition and part of our community since 2003. Come out and support our local family-owned business. We'd love to meet you and your pets. You're the
God of this. Hope Rescue Mission is a sponsor of Your Family Matters. For 121 years, Hope Rescue Mission, located at 645 North 6th Street in Reading, has provided a daily safe haven while ministering to the spiritual, physical, and emotional needs of the homeless in Berks County. We share the hope that can only be found in Christ, transforming the lives of those in need. Our programs feed, house, clothe, and guide men so that they experience a better quality of life. Over 10,000 square feet of thrift stores are located directly behind the mission, which is open on Mondays through Fridays from 8 to 5 and Saturdays from 8 to 4. We invite you to stop by and shop our large selection of gently used furniture, clothing, and homeless items as you support Hope. We're pleased to accept your donations of any of these items. Contact us at 610-375-4224 to arrange for a pickup at your home or business. Since the cost needed to operate and care for these men continues to grow, your support and continuing partnerships are so greatly appreciated. We receive no outside or government funding as we strive with the Lord's guidance and direction to restore those who seek our help to lead upright and productive lives. Please keep Hope Rescue Mission in your thoughts and prayers as we serve those in need. Again, thank you, Hope Rescue Mission, for being a sponsor of Your Family Matters.
When you're in the Lehigh Valley, you're welcome to worship with us at Calvary Baptist Church, 5300 Green Pond Road in Easton, Pennsylvania. Our worship services are each Sunday at 8:45 and 10:20. We seek to be a church that practices the ABCs of the Christian faith. A, we try to appeal to all ages of people. B, be Bible-based in our preaching and teaching ministry. And C, be Christ-centered in all our ministries. God bless you and have a great day.
That was Pastor Larry Bird. Check out his website at calvarybaptistpa.org.
Wake up and smile, 'cause it's been a while. It's been like a whole day since I stopped, so you could hold me. This child away. Strong in the faith, Lord, you are the refuge that I can't wait to get to, 'cause I can't let a day go, can't let a day go by without thanking you for the joy that you bring to my life. And ooh, there's something about the way your sun shines on my face. It's a love so true I can never get enough of you.
Good morning. This is Carla Dedessi here at 1180 WFYL, Your Family Matters here. Gorgeous month of June. So excited. Children are finished school, and it certainly finally does feel like summertime. So I hope that you are enjoying every day with your family because the summer months go by so quickly. A couple of things that I want to talk about. First and foremost, pain-capable unborn child act. Boy, are we getting a lot of movement on there. I want to talk for just a couple minutes about our pro-life, pro-love movement. So as you know, the Pain-Capable Unborn Child Act is trying to ban late-term abortions, so abortions after 20 weeks. You know, when Roe versus Wade was passed back in the 70s, there was no limit on abortions. You could stop a pregnancy at the 41st week of life. So now that we have science behind us and we can see that a baby indeed feels pain at that 20-week mark, there are a lot of courageous champions out there trying to educate the masses that late-term abortions, all abortions, of course, are choosing to snuff out a life. But late-term abortions are really painful, not only to the child, but to the mother as well. In 2013, in fact, a congressional report found that some 11,000 abortions take place each year at that 20 weeks or more period. So if we were able to bring this Pain-Capable Unborn Child Act in nationally, which Senator Lindsey Graham is sponsoring. He is the senator from South Carolina, one of the senators from South Carolina, which is sponsoring this bill. If we could have this passed, we would be saving 11,000 babies each year and also helping moms as well. So despite there being no national law banning this procedure, a number of states have indeed taken it upon themselves to limit women's access to late-term abortions. And I did a little bit of research, and I'm so proud to share with you that Pennsylvania is one of those states, our great state is one of those states that does limit abortions after 20 weeks. And that was indeed Governor Corbett. Thank you to him. He signed this. And let me just share with you some of the other states: Florida, Iowa, Massachusetts, Michigan, Nevada, New York, PA, South Carolina, South Dakota, Rhode Island, and Virginia. They are all of the states that say no. We understand that child has a heartbeat, its own fingerprints, its own little eyelashes are forming, and certainly it can feel pain. We are not going to take the life of another human being at 20 weeks or more. And then I also want to share with you that there's other states that have taken a more aggressive role, and they're limiting at 18 weeks, and that's Alaska, Arkansas, Indiana, Kansas, Louisiana, Mississippi, North Carolina, North Dakota, Nebraska, Oklahoma, Texas, and West Virginia. And we are still waiting on quite a few states that have absolutely no limit. I'm not going to read every one of them to you, but it's no surprise that California is included in there. Surprising that Alaska is in there. Not sure what's happening. Delaware, Hawaii, Illinois, Kentucky. Again, I'm not going to read all of them, but there are about 12 that have no limit on abortion. You can abort all the way up to 40, 41 weeks. You know, I had, my oldest was born at 36 weeks. She was early, so, you know, and she was obviously very viable at that 36-week period. So it's really frightening to me that people don't understand that they are indeed harming another life, but they're also harming themselves when they take the life of their very own baby. So what happens at that late-term abortion when it is performed after 20 weeks? Usually, just to share with you what is done, is they usually induce pregnancy on the woman, which leads to fetal death due to prematurity. So usually, you know, they dilate and then do evacuation procedures, and they remove the baby with forceps or other instruments. So again, this is a little life, and you can just continue to pray, call your senators. If I did not say one of your states, and tell them that you would like to have the Pain-Capable Unborn Child Protection Act passed. And if you live in one of the states that has passed this, please give a call and say thank you, because I think it's really important that we don't just criticize our leaders, but we also applaud and thank them when they do something that is really super. So this, again, is something that we're going to be watching and bringing to you as we pray that that pain-capable Unborn Child Protection Act is going to go into place any month here. Let's talk about vacations. I just got back from an impactful, fabulous vacation. For the first time, we decided to rent an RV. For those of you who do not know what that is, which I wasn't sure that I did, it's a recreational vehicle. We have never even camped in tents before, but we thought that we were going to pull a Duck Dynasty, I guess, and we were going to, you know, camp and really, you know, be in with nature. So we decided no hotels on this trip. We are going to get into an RV and go across country. And we did have friends that did this last year, and they gave us a lot of pointers and a lot of tips. And if you are considering doing something like this, I would be happy to walk you through it if you get in touch with me on Facebook or call the station or just YouTube and Google things about RVing with your family. But this is really an up-and-coming way to see our gorgeous, beautiful, magnificent country. And my husband and I were discussing that as much as we love to see other countries, we really feel that it is so important that our children, as American citizens, see our country first, our great 50 states, and learn about our country's history. Because if you do that, I'm not sure that it's impossible for you not to well up with huge, enormous tidal waves of patriotism and appreciation and just a love for this great country in which we have the privilege to live and enjoy. So we started out from Harrisburg area. We got our RV, and we were told to get our national park RV reservations at least 6 months in advance, because they do go really quickly. There is a whole culture of RVing people that knew exactly what they were doing. My husband and I gleaned a lot and learned a lot from them. The first couple of days, we set off our fire alarm in the RV a couple of times. We didn't even realize that there was a fire alarm in there. We had to identify where it was located. My husband was also pulled over one time at about 6 a.m. because he was swerving back and forth. I mean, these are really difficult to drive, these 30-footers, especially if it's the first time that you're driving one of these. So thankfully, the officer let us go with a warning when he realized that my husband was just an inexperienced driver. But overall, it was such a fabulous trip. So we started off from Harrisburg. We head out to Kentucky. We wanted to visit the Creation Museum. So important for everyone to pop in and visit the Creation Museum. If you don't have time to go cross country this summer, at least try and get to Kentucky and spend a couple of days at the Creation Museum. They have a fabulous planetarium, a special effects theater, which really brings the 6 days of creation to life. You can walk through exhibits. They have a whole entire petting zoo, and they have a whole entire botanical garden area, which is set up to look like the Garden of Eden. So I would really encourage you to do that. We learned so much about life, and that it really is quite impossible for evolution to have taken place. Sorry to disappoint many of you evolutionists, but it's really a greater leap of faith to believe in evolution than it is to believe in creationism or an intelligent designer or God, as we say it. And you know what? It really comes down to we're just both looking at creation. We're both looking at nature through two different lenses. The evolutionist is looking through that lens from an atheistic, man-centered lens. And for those of us who are people of faith, we are looking at creation as something that was imaginatively, miraculously made by the creator of the universe. So really got to talk to our children about, you know, evolution teaches us that everything was an accident and it's random and it's purposeless. But we went to an hour-long class where we were looking at the tiniest little one-celled organisms through microscopes, one cell. And let me tell you that that one cell, which my understanding is that the evolutionists believe that that one cell is from where everything else came from down the line, dinosaurs, birds, trees, gravity, I guess, mountains, canyons. So that one cell, which you would assume would not be very complex because it's at the beginning of the evolution transformation, indeed, when you look at that and you study that one simple cell, it is highly evolved. It is, and I dislike using that word, but you understand what I'm saying. It is highly created and made. So anyway, I give a thumbs up to the Creation Museum. Get out there and check it out because God indeed created everything from the one cell all the way up to human beings. We were created very purposely, very miraculously. And of course, we all have similarities because we were all created by the same artist and the same designer. It's not because we all came from one star. It's because we were created by the same magnificent artist. So I would encourage you to go there. You'll learn great arguments, apologetics. And we just had so many fabulous discussions with my children. That was hugely uplifting. Then from there, we went to the Badlands. We drove through the night. I'd like to say we, but it was my husband and my father who stayed up. And we arrived at the Badlands. If you have never witnessed the Badlands, you're doing a disservice. You cannot read about it in books or look at it on the internet. You have to go to the Badlands in South Dakota. They call it the Badlands because nothing, pioneers were not able to live there. They were not able to grow plants. The weather is really sporadic and crazy. But there's definitely a lot of wildlife there, buffaloes, prairie dogs. We saw tons of bird life. But just to see all of these remarkable canyons and the different color formations. And of course, we went to a lot of, we had a lot of tour guides, and they all address evolution and start that these canyons were made millions, millions, millions of years ago. But we were able to share with our children and just tell them that we believe that the flood that happened 5,000 years ago, that was a catastrophic enough event, a worldwide flood, that that would have created all of those canyons. And they kept talking that it needed to be something catastrophic that did create all of these canyons, but they just do not give credit to one worldwide flood. They talk about meteorites crashing in to that part of the world, that part of our country. But anyway, regardless of what you believe, I think it's vital that you go out to the Badlands because I don't think that you're going to be able to deny the majesty of a creator and God. From the Badlands, of course, we went to Mount Rushmore. Really had a sense of awe and pride for our presidents and a few of our founding fathers that are up there. We also went over to Crazy Horse to see the Indians, the Native American Indians. And that was one of their warriors, one of their leaders. Enjoyed Devil's Tower in Wyoming. Something else that struck us is that Wyoming and South Dakota are highly unpopulated. I believe that South Dakota has 800,000 people in it, and Wyoming has even fewer. So it was really beautiful to be in an area that was... It almost looked like it was back from the 1940s, 1950s, but I say that in a really wonderful way, not in a condescending way. There wasn't any traffic, very few billboards, and I almost think that there were more cows in both of those states than people, but really super nice people. And I'll tell you, hard-working people. A lot of people that we met were 70, 80 years old and were still working in their pharmacy or in their ice cream shop or giving us tours. Like, people really have fabulous work ethic there that we saw then. There were more things that we saw out there. We went to the Mammoth site, which is in Hot Springs, South Dakota, and I think that they have found about 8 mammoths to this point. We saw the fossils. That was really cool and exciting. Then we spent some time, as we were coming home, in Springfield, Illinois, and we learned all about our fabulous President Lincoln. And they just do such an awesome job of just supporting and telling really the great American story and keeping Lincoln's legacy alive. And my children loved it. We probably spent about 4 hours in the Lincoln Museum, and then we walked around the town and saw his house where he practiced law. We saw his law firm. And they did a wonderful reenactment of the evening that he was indeed assassinated at the Ford Theater. So really well done. And again, just teaching our children about this country's rich, rich history. And also a lot of face time with our children, family time, a lot of dialogue happening. You cannot escape each other when you're on an RV. We literally spent 24/7 together. Like I said, we brought Grandma and Grandpa along as well. My dad bought everyone harmonicas. So in our downtime on the RVs, we were learning how to play harmonicas together and harmonizing, and we all turned out to be quite good musicians. Who knew? We played a lot of games as well. So I hope that I have given you quite a few fabulous ideas for vacations this summer, road trips this summer with your family. But make sure that, you know, if you do have children, you need to plan to make it highly successful. Just don't jump in the car with your kids without any activities, without any games, without any books on tape that they can listen to, because that might end up being a bit of a disaster. Let's talk about staycations. If you're going to stay right where you are, tons of day trips to do here in the great state of Pennsylvania. You can go to Sights and Sounds. They still have, I believe it's Moses playing over there, and I think that Samson's coming in the spring, but this summer I believe it's Moses. Ocean City, New Jersey, what a wonderful place to take the family. It's clean. It's safe. There's tons of things to do in Lancaster County. Little towns like Lititz, Bird in Hand, Brownstown, tons of Amish farms that you can go to, and there's also a lot of historical farms in the area. Or you can head up to the Poconos, where we have things like Quiet Valley Farm for you, Bushkill Falls. You can spend the whole entire day there. So if you have a staycation, there's a lot of things that you can do taking day trips here and there to really spend quality time with your children, your spouse. Invite the grandparents along, or aunts, uncles, and cousins if you have them. Something else that I will be doing with my children this summer is we like to choose a book to read, and I'll read out loud, or I'll let them read different chapters throughout the day. And one of the books that we're going to be reading is called The Book of Ages. It's the life and opinions of Jane Franklin. She was Benjamin Franklin's youngest sister. I actually just finished reading this. I like to read through the books before I start with my girls. And really, it just takes you back in time to the 1700s. And it's really interesting to see how much Christ was really a part of their lives and faith was really a part of their lives. So that's what we'll be enjoying reading. Please join us after this quick commercial break. We're going to be joined by Janine Verducci, who is an author. I think you might enjoy reading her book this summer with your family. I can't wait to get to, because I can't let a day go. Can't let a day go by without thanking you for the joy that you bring to my life. And
this is a Fox News alert. I'm Chris Foster. A terrorist attack in France. In southeastern France, a beheaded body and an explosion at a gas factory. The main suspects in custody with possible accomplices also rounded up.
Clearly a terrorist attack. It's being called that officially. I don't think there was any question all along, but I think initial reports had suggested ISIS. We don't know exactly the affiliation. We don't know a whole lot about the main suspect who is being questioned now, but he had radicalized, according to the French authorities.
That's Fox's Amy Kellogg. And in Tunisia, reports of at least 27 people killed with gunmen opening fire on a beach near two hotels. David Schofield's a British tourist there.
We sort of saw everybody sort of getting up. There's probably 200-300 people out there sunbathing. Everybody started running towards the hotel.
The Tunisian Interior Ministry says one gunman is dead. No word on the other. This is a Fox News alert.
There are approximately 6,000 homeless men, women, and children in the Philadelphia area. Sunday Breakfast Rescue Mission strives to feed, clothe, and shelter every member of the homeless community that steps through our doors. At Sunday Breakfast, we serve 3 healthy meals a day on every day of the year. An average of 600 meals are served daily. With your help, Sunday Breakfast Rescue Mission will continue to ensure that no one goes hungry in Philadelphia. You can help by hosting a food drive, donating, or volunteering today. It only costs $1.95 to feed one person. Please help Sunday Breakfast Rescue Mission feed the homeless today. To make your gift or learn more, visit sundaybreakfast.org or text the word THANKS to 41444. That's text THANKS to 41444. Sunday Breakfast Rescue Mission. Provide a meal. Give hope. Change a life.
Homeworks Premium Thrift is a shopping experience unlike any other. Browse our 12,000 square foot store for gently used selection of clothing, shoes, books, kitchenware, home decor, furniture, appliances, and more. We offer free pickup of large loads and large items such as furniture and appliances. We are located in Douglasville on Route 422, and we are open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 6, Saturday, 9:30 to 4:30, and closed on Sunday. Visit us at homeworkspremiumthrift.org. Like us on Facebook. We hope you'll stop in and check us out. You'll be glad you did. We help you help others.
Your furry family members matter, too.
Hi, we're Gordon and Sue Kriebel, owners of Perk Valley Pet Eatery, a family-owned business located on Main Street in the Trap Shopping Center. It's a family experience at Perk Valley Pet Eatery, one you won't get at chain and grocery stores. You'll find a distinct difference at Perk Valley Pet Eatery, a difference in quality and in our natural approach to your pet's care. You may not be aware of better options for your pets, so come in and discuss your pet's nutritional needs and health. Our knowledgeable hands-on staff will be happy to help you learn what's best. We've been your leaders in pioneering pet nutrition and part of our community since 2003. Come out and support our local family-owned business. We'd love to meet you and your pets.
You're the God of this.
Hope Rescue Mission is a sponsor of Your Family Matters. For 121 years, Hope Rescue Mission, located at 645 North 6th Street in Reading, has provided a daily safe haven while ministering to the spiritual, physical, and emotional needs of the homeless in Berks County. We share the hope that can only be found in Christ, transforming the lives of those in need. Our programs feed, house, clothe, and guide men so that they experience a better quality of life. Over 10,000 square feet of thrift stores are located directly behind the mission, which is open on Mondays through Fridays from 8 to 5 and Saturdays from 8 to 4. We invite you to stop by and shop our large selection of gently used furniture, clothing, and homeless items as you support Hope. We're pleased to accept your donations of any of these items. Contact us at 610-375-4224 to arrange for a pickup at your home or business. Since the cost needed to operate and care for these men continues to grow, your support and continuing partnerships are so greatly appreciated. We receive no outside or government funding as we strive with the Lord's guidance and direction to restore those who seek our help to lead upright and productive lives. Please keep Hope Rescue Mission in your thoughts and prayers as we serve those in need. Again, thank you, Hope Rescue Mission, for being a sponsor of Your Family Matters.
When you're in the Lehigh Valley, you're welcome to worship with us at Calvary Baptist Church, 5300 Green Pond Road in Easton, Pennsylvania. Our worship services are each Sunday at 8:45 and 10:20. We seek to be a church that practices the ABCs of the Christian faith. A, we try to appeal to all ages of people. B, be Bible-based in our preaching and teaching ministry. And C, be Christ-centered in all our ministries. God bless you and have a great day.
That was Pastor Larry Bird. Check out his website at calvarybaptistpa.org.
And smile, 'cause it's been a while. It's been like a whole day since I stopped so you could hold me. This child awaits, strong in the faith. Lord, you are the refuge that I can't wait to get to, 'cause I can't let a day go, can't let a day go by without thanking you for the joy that you bring to my life.
Welcome back. We were talking about vacations, staycations, wonderful books to read with your family this summer when you're in the car, when you're up at the mountains, when you're at the beach. And we have with us this morning Janine Verducci, who is going to be joining us in a few minutes, and she's going to be sharing with us her new book that was just released. It was just launched a month ago. So this is a book that you want to get your hands on. It's a great teaching tool, plus your children are not going to be able to put it down. Is Janine with us?
Yes, I am. Hi, Carla. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you? Let me introduce you. Janine Verducci is a writer and teacher, recognized for her poetic works like The Boots of a Soldier and Inspire. She attended the College of New Jersey for both her undergraduate and graduate degrees in elementary ed and English as a second language education. She resides in Jersey with her husband, and she's a mommy of two sons. She's taught at the middle school level and is a product of the Catholic school system. She believes that young adults need to be guided in the right direction, a direction that follows the examples of Christ's teachings. So tell me a little bit about Jillian Foster's Forgiven, and thank you again for being with us this morning, Janine.
Thanks so much, Carla. Well, the book itself is a youth Christian book that I really feel that I was inspired by God to write, because as soon as I put down that pen, the words just started flowing. And basically, it's a book on bullying. It's a book that I hold near and dear to me because we've all had, in some sort of way, I think, bullying in our lives. But it reflects upon the aspect of forgiveness. If we can kind of let go of, you know, the pain, and use that as a platform for growth for our young kids that are, you know, struggling so hard to become something in life. So it's kind of an inspirational book.
And I did read it with my girls, and indeed it was very inspirational even for me. So tell me a little bit about how long have you been writing?
So I've been writing for many years, since I was a teenager. And Carla, for me, writing has always been an outlet, a way of experiencing things and reflecting upon them, almost like a journal. I could remember getting my first diary as a child, and it was like one of my favorite gifts, because I could write down any pain that I was feeling or any good times that I had. And I could go over that and kind of reflect. And I really feel that when you write stuff down, especially things that are painful, it helps us to get over them and to move on. So I've been writing for many years.
And I know that you incorporated into your book, Jillian Foster's Forgiven, you incorporated a little bit of journaling. For example, if I open up to page 31, you have a chapter that's called The Science Fair Results. And I really like how you incorporated thought-provoking questions to the reader or to the moms or dads that are who are reading this with their children. So I'm going to just read a couple of your questions, if you don't mind.
Thank you, Carla.
So how would you feel at this point if you were Jill? Do you think that she will win first place at the science fair? Write what you think happened next. So really, you are incorporating a story here, but you're also, it's almost like it can be used as a devotional or even a study guide, I feel like, for youth
right.
groups or Sunday school classes or Bible
yeah.
studies for kids, because you really want children to express themselves and think.
Exactly. Exactly. That was the main purpose for doing it. And also so that parents or counselors could help kids by going over what they're writing, because maybe sometimes they're too shy to say it. But if they have it written down, then they can maybe have, you know, less shyness about coming out and saying, listen, I was really hurt by this girl or this boy in class. So that's what I was hoping. I was hoping the self-reflective questions would lead to conversation. I know I have a book that I sometimes use in classes, and it asks questions, and it gets kids to think. So that's the purpose of it, is to have kids open up about what they're feeling.
I love this book because there's no denying that bullying and trying to stop bullying and educate on bullying is the big buzzword right now. And your book is the first that's come across my desk that is helping our children with this difficult issue and topic. Why
yes,
do you
Carly,
think the message of forgiveness
right. and I was, you know,
is so important?
And I have to tell you, bullying is the most common form of violence. So it's like, you know, we wouldn't think that, you know, but it really is. And a lot of kids, 160,000 miss school because of their fear of intimidation of bullies.
160,000 kids
yes.
this year missed school because of bullies. Wow, that it really is a tragedy and an epidemic.
Mm-hmm. Every day.
Yeah. Right. So, and it's sad to me because school is supposed to be about education, reading, writing, and arithmetic, and it should be such a safe, nurturing place for every child.
Exactly.
So how do we teach these kids who are being bullies, who might be developing emotions of bitterness, resentfulness, anger,
right.
that forgiveness
well,
is the right path?
Right, right. Well, I think when you forgive somebody, you sort of let the burden off of yourself. And I really hope that what kids take away from the book is that God created them to be so special. I don't know. I was always raised where my parents said to me, like, the world is your oyster. You can do whatever you want, and don't let anybody stop you, and you look straight ahead. You don't look side to side. You just keep going. And my faith is what really got me through a lot of experiences, because I always knew at the end of the tunnel there was a light. So if we can get these kids to know that, hey, because somebody bullies you, somebody's opinion, I heard this somewhere, somebody's opinion of yourself does not have to become your reality.
Right,
and
right,
I think
right, right.
That's a really strong statement.
Right. Are any of the moments in your book reflections of your own personal experience?
Really good question. Absolutely. As I started writing, I realized that Jillian was actually very similar to myself. So as I started writing the words, I remembered moments in my life where I was bullied and where I felt, you know, very sad and maybe a little bit. I never felt alone because I always had my family and I always had God and I always had my true friends, but I did feel like they were putting me down at one point. And it wasn't a lot of kids. It might have just been a couple here and there, but even in high school, you'll get that. And the thing is that I felt that the character portrayed me somewhat, because I found it within my heart to forgive and say, you know what? Revenge is mine, says the Lord, not me. It's not for me to take vengeance upon somebody. If I can let it go, then I'm in such a better place. And the other thing, Carla, I want to mention is that a lot of these people that are bullying, they have so many layers to them. They may have an abusive father or a mother who's an alcoholic. Who knows? But as the victim, you feel like your life is the one that's shattered, but these kids have a lot of layers to them, too. They need counseling. They need people to help them as well, programs like Campfire that's around me. We need things like this to help our children, our middle school children. And believe me, I've seen a lot in my years of teaching, and even cutting I've seen. And now also with social media, there's just so much out there. There's the cyberbullying and all that stuff. Kids are committing suicide. So it's like, this is such an important topic, and if I can help kids, then that's what I believe I'm here to do.
Right, I hear you saying, even if you can just help one kid, which I know that you're helping so many more than that. I love your quote. You say, what we see is only the plant of a man, never the roots. The roots grow very deep. And I think that, you know, when I finished reading Jillian Foster's Forgiven book with my girls, that is what they learned at the end. I don't want to give away your book.
Right.
Certainly, you are not condoning in this book bullying in any way. Because at first when you gave it to me, I thought, oh, goodness, is she trying to make us see the bully as the victim, and the bully is really causing a lot of hurt and a lot of people? But
Not obviously,
you're trying to see why this person is bullying, because she does, the little girl does have a lot of hurt in her life.
Exactly. And also, Carla, that the person that's being bullying the victim, it's scary. Sometimes you feel like you're alone. And the grass always seems greener when the popular girl or the cheerleader at school seems like she has the perfect life, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But it's not always that way. And your life is probably 10 times better than hers. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yes.
So it's
yes,
just, that was the point. I would, yeah, exactly.
Well, the grass always seems greener on the other side, and it never is. That's why we have that saying. The grass seems greener on the other side.
But
when you get over there, it's not. So we are to be content and thankful and happy in our own circumstances.
Right.
Can I read something else from this?
Sure,
is my favorite part of your whole book, and this is something that my girls and I really talked about. Because we pray a lot together. We pray a lot for each other. Prayer is a part of our family. It's a part of our fabric.
And
as Christians, as people of faith, I know that you agree with me, and I know that you do the same thing with your family and your little boys and your husband. But I love that, and I'm not giving away the story with this, but there is a point in your story where the two little girls, one being the bully and the other one being the victim, where the victim actually prays for her bully. And that was just such a moment where I got like kind of verklempt with my little girls, because, you know, I think it's really powerful that you're teaching, because this book is for what, like 10, what would you say?
Yeah, I mean, I would say like 10, right. It could be from like 10 to 14, 15. But you know what? If kids are 8 and their moms read it to them, I always say parents read it first. See what you think. I mean, my 10-year-old loved it, and there was a couple kids that were my nephews that have also read it that told me they were younger and they loved it. So, you know, if the parents read it first and see what you think, then read it to the kids if they're younger than 10, I would say.
But I love that the little girls in this book are in sixth grade, and that is what the little girl relies on. She just knows to fall back and pray and to go to God, her Father, and to the Lord with her request. Because even as a mother, there's so many times when I say to my little girls, I don't know what else to do. Let's pray for this right now, or let's pray for that family. And how many times, Janine, do you say to your children, like sometimes someone will be mean to one of my little girls, and I'll say, I don't know why they're being mean, but you'll discover that even when you're a mommy, there's mommies who are mean. And we just have to learn. Unfortunately, you know, sometimes adults are even more mean. You expect that everybody's going to be mature when they're moms, but we're not.
Right. And you almost feel sorry for that person. And really, the only thing you could do is pray, because God can only intercede, not us.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So, yes. And that was a pivotal point, I think, in the book. And I won't give it away either. But when she notices that something clicks and says, listen, this is not about you and me. Now it's about the other person in the book, and now it's about helping that person. And that person really reflected the life of my mother-in-law. So this is a personalized, you know, book.
Yeah.
So anyway, go ahead.
go ahead. Nope, finish your
thought. No, I was just going to say, and the most important thing, like biblically, Peter asked Jesus, how many times should we forgive? And, you know, and it's not seven times. It's 70
right.
times seven.
Right.
So when you think about that, forgiveness isn't something that we just do once. And then that's it. And then, oh, I won't forgive her. You know, I'll just keep the grudge and have this family
right.
type of grudge or friend to, or frenemies, whatever you want to call it. The thing is
right.
that we need to realize that forgiveness is a journey and that it doesn't end.
Yes, you're right. So. And 70 times 70 is a lot. It basically means you're just to continue forgiving forever.
Right. And if God himself can forgive us, then we on earth
yes.
should be able to forgive the little things that we do.
And that's
know.
A great point, because we've done way worse than anyone else,
right.
especially if
right.
we compare ourselves to Jesus Christ, who is perfect.
Right.
Do you
right.
plan on doing any other writing? I mean, this book has been so successful. It's been out about a month or 2 months now?
It's been out for 2 months now, yes.
Okay, and we can get it on Amazon?
You can get it on Amazon. You could get it on Lighthouse Christian Publishers. They also are selling it, and I have, of course, people around me who are gracious enough to sell it in stores around me. But, yes, that's a very good question. I am going to do my purpose in doing this is to have a series of books that kids can, you know, write their entries inside journals and actually reflect and stimulate conversation with their adults, their parents, their counselors. And I'd like to do my next one I'm working on is about acceptance and prejudice. So hopefully we can open children's eyes to knowing that the prejudice is never a good thing. So that's my next one that I'm working on. It's just I'm trying to create a book for youth that will make them a better version of themselves, make them, you know, just go towards good things. And so that's basically what I feel my calling is.
It's a great calling, and I'm just so thankful that you're obeying and listening, because it's not easy to be a writer and to find a publisher. And before I let you go, you mentioned that you're also a poet, and here at 1180, we're very patriotic, and 4th of July is coming up shortly. Are you able to do an author read for us your poem, The Boots of a Soldier, and give us a little bit of the background about this poem? Why did you write it?
Sure, Carla, I'd be happy to. One of my closest friends at school has a brother who was stationed in Afghanistan, and he had a platoon of troops around him, and she said, Janine, I want to do something really inspiring for my brother, and I've written poems for everybody, people with cancer, people that celebrate birthdays, and this one in particular is a friend of mine who asked me to write a poem about her brother, you know, going off to Afghanistan. And what I did was I came up with a poem called The Boots of a Soldier. The thing with poetry, once it starts, I feel like God just lets the pen roll, and I just let him take the lead. So this is called The Boots of a Soldier. I hope you'll enjoy. The Boots of a Soldier. The boots of a soldier so rugged and bold tell a story that may have never been told of the thousands who fought in defense of our land, still traveling uphill with Old Glory in hand. For the boots of a soldier have traveled so far, leaving families behind to defend who we are. Without them, the victories would never be won, and protection erased for each daughter and son. The terrain that they walk on is foreign to all, but they know how to get there when they hear duty's call. A brotherhood of patriotism for the whole world to see, as they protect every freedom given to thee. Protect them, dear Lord, as they travel afar, and allow them to know we respect every scar. For a soldier is someone who selflessly gives, so that each of us can enjoy the life that we live. So as you quietly tuck your children in tonight, know that our soldiers won't give up the fight. Say a prayer for the soldiers that peace will unfold as we wait for the day when each story is told.
Beautiful. You really do have a gift, Janine, because
it is not easy
to write poetry, but also to evoke such emotion.
Oh, thank you, Carla.
With your words. So it really is indeed a calling, and such a high calling to be able to be impactful with your writing. So
thank you. Tell us,
how can we remind us again? Jillian Foster's Forgiven.
Right.
And where do we go to buy this? And
so
how much is it?
Mm-hmm. Okay, sure. That's right on Amazon. I believe it's about $8.95. So it's a small fee if it helps everyone. And so it's on Amazon. It's also on Lighthouse Christian Publishers. I think it's under the Fiction General page. It's the second link. So you'd have to go through and look up Jillian Foster's Forgiven by Janine Verducci.
Okay. So and if we have pastors, youth group leaders, Bible school study leaders who are listening, are they able to call your publisher, Lighthouse Christian Publishing, and perhaps buy in bulk?
They
and
are
get a discounted price, and can they also get signed books from you?
Yes, absolutely. And if it's okay on air to give an email address, I can do that. If not, then they can just go. Okay, so they can email me at janver17@gmail.com. And if they have any questions or how to get the book or just have questions in general, I would appreciate their input.
Janine, can we call you and ask you to come to our Catholic school, Christian school, homeschool co-op, public school to do an author reading for an assembly or during chapel time?
Absolutely. I would love that, and I would welcome that, yes.
Okay. So you'll come out, you'll do a reading for us, maybe even a chapter of the book, or just talk a little bit about what it takes to be an author, and we can
absolutely
get in touch with you through your website.
Absolutely, Carla. And along those lines, I do have three book signings coming up. One is the one that's kind of very exciting. It's a very big one. It's the Italian-American Festival that's in Mercer County. I think it's one of the biggest ones in the New Jersey area. And so when people come out, I will have a signing there as well.
Okay. Well, we will be looking for you all around town, and I encourage all of our families to check out Janine Verducci and her newest book, Jillian Foster's Forgiven, which was just launched a couple of months ago. So you're going to be in the know, be reading this really hot book about bullying and forgiveness. More importantly, I do believe that it's going to change your life and the way that you perceive difficulties and challenges.
Thank you
so thank
much,
you.
Carla.
Thank you for joining us this morning. God bless.
Okay, God bless you. Take care.
Take care. This is Carla Dedessi here at 1180 WFYL, working for your liberty. Please check out all of our podcasts. Go to 1180WFYL.com. If there's anything that you missed in the last couple of weeks, or if you weren't able to listen to everything today, go and check that out. Remember to follow my books, Julia Learns series, on Facebook, Julia Learns. My newest, Julia Learns How to Protect Life Wisely, is going to be coming out next week. It's going to be a 4th of July baby. The book is coming out, as well as the coloring book for your children, and we are still working on getting the Spanish version of Julia Learns How to Protect Life Wisely, which should be out probably a week or two after the book actually hits Amazon and Barnes & Noble's and Christian book distributors next week. So thank you for listening. Have the best weekend ever with your families, and I'll see you back here next Friday from 8 until 9. So you could hold me. This child awaits, strong in the faith. Lord, you are the refuge that I can't wait to get to, 'cause I can't let it die.
Norriton Township. Norriton Township. This is AM 1180. AM 1180. WFYL. King of Prussia. Philadelphia.